The scenario was a typical young person with a gun shooting in halls, classrooms, and schoolrooms. This particular drill also used new techniques for dealing with these incidents. Police go in immediately rather than waiting for reinforcements. EMTs go in immediately under guard to save the lives of bleeding students. And there's an overwhelming show of force from SWAT-style officers bursting through doors, looking for a shooter or shooters, and escorting wounded and unwounded students away quickly. Orchard Park Police Captain Patrick Fitzgerald says the goal is to be quick and effective.
We're going to be having patrol officers that are going to simulate the patrol response to an active attack in a school building. They're going to be communicating with dispatch, and then we are going to be having a tactical response. We're going to have an EMS response, and we're going to work together, joining forces as a rescue task force, to come in, locate the injured, set up a casualty collection point in what is still a hostile environment.
Nearly 40 young people had volunteered to be the students in the classrooms, as well as the adults in the building when the shooter stormed inside and prowled the halls, working his bloody way upwards in the building. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.